by Freeman Webb, Roy's Lead Service Snatch. Well, come on, hang out with us every Saturday morning. Tibley for Roofing Mid-State Player of the Week. We name Andre Adams. Will be and also his receiver, Mr. Galladay, will be going over there and doing plaques. We were over at Springfield High School. Kaysen Woodson, the quarterback there, and the head coach, Dustin Wilson. Kaysen was our Week 4 Tim Leeper Roofing Mid-State Player of the Week against Station Camp, 14-18, 316 yards, four touchdowns, rushed for 75 yards, and a touchdown as well. And they're 5-0 after a big win over East Nashville last night. Coach Wilson and QB Kaysen Woodson. Coach, how you doing?
We're good this morning. How are you guys?
It's always good to wake up on Saturday morning being 5-0.
Yep, breakfast tastes a little bit better. Lunch will be better. Watching games and everything will be a little bit better today. Practice will be better this week. It's good stuff.
Kaysen, good morning to you as well.
Good morning to you.
Hey, Kaysen, tell me about the game last night. We'll talk about what's going on in your world, but just tell us a little bit about last night.
It was a hard-fought physical game. I mean, both teams wanted it real bad, and we played every single snap like it was our last. So I just feel like it was a good hard-fought game.
Kaysen, we don't say this a whole lot, and Coach, we didn't. You know, we were talking to you, and you got a great facility when we came up there. Very impressive, I tell you that. And I bet right now you love your kicker.
Yeah, we're fortunate enough to have two of them, but the one that hit the field goal last night, this would be his third week in the game of football. He's at Hendersonville this morning playing soccer, so I just picked another guy up from PE class and put him in a situation last night after he'd already missed two extra points, and we just felt like that was the best thing to give us a chance to win there. And I don't know if he knows what he did yet, but he put it to the upright at the right moment.
Coach, you sound like me back in the day. The best kickers I had, I got off the soccer team. So, but that's what we have to do, and you know that at a small school like you're at. You know, anybody that can do one little thing, and like you said, he kicked last night, soccer this morning. Kaysen is at the school probably watching film and in the ice bath. Is that not right?
Yeah, he will be. We'll actually go in there and do our recovery here in a minute after we watch. We usually watch film till 9:30, and we get a good recovery stretch on, and they're off by 10 o'clock. I ask them to come in at 8, and we're not keeping them past 10. So, yeah, you know the drill. That's what we'll be doing here.
Coach, you know, when you talk Springfield football, there's a couple of people you got to bring up. One of them is Coach Boyce Smith.
Absolutely,
from
yeah.
years past, back when I first started. And then you got to bring up Randy Thomas. You know, you and I talked about him the other day. And now, you know, it looks like we're going to be bringing up Dustin Wilson a lot in that conversation, because what an outstanding job you're doing up there with you and your staff.
We'll be too old to talk about it, won't we? We'll be gone. That'll be up to Kaysen to talk about it, won't it?
Yeah, well, but his stories we might not want to listen to anyway, huh?
You know how we're better storytellers when we get old, so maybe these young ones will grow up and be old, and they'll remember their old coaching staff, and it's all about their high school story. So this specific team and Kaysen sitting here talking to us, they got a good story going this year.
Kaysen,
what makes this team special?
I mean, we're all brothers. It's always a brotherhood. We can always meet up on Friday night and play our hearts out, and we can always be on Sunday morning and just be with each other and be brothers and be best friends.
You know, Kaysen, just meeting you when we took the picture, I can tell right now how Coach Wilson feels about you and his team. And to have a coach that cares the way that Coach Wilson cares about his players, it just shows in just a few minutes that I was with y'all while we took the picture. And you're fortunate to play for a guy like that. And also, he's fortunate to have a player like you at quarterback, because with you, you really make the team go. Tell us about some of the people up front that give you the opportunity, your linemen. You know, without the linemen, you know, the running backs and the quarterbacks, they would be lost.
You're exactly right. Them big guys up front, they really get it done. They got to be fighting the big nasties all night, as I call it. But hey, they get it done. I mean, I'm fortunate enough to have one of the better offensive lines around. So, and I mean, we got what Nashawn Thompson at left tackle. He does an amazing job. And then Cooper Rawls, he gets it really done. He gets after it. And then Caden Norman, he's a little undersized, but he fights like he's 300 pounds. And then you got Dakota Bedwell. He is a little over 300 pounds, but shoot, he gets after it. And then Cortavious Heron, probably the best kid, nicest kid I'll ever meet, and just a good guy.
He ain't the nicest on Friday night, though, Coach Spears.
That's good. Well, he can be nice during the day, but at night when that whistle blows, that's when you want him to go.
Yeah, around 7 o'clock, he turns to somebody else.
Tim Leeper Roofing, Mid-State Player of the Week, Kayson Woodson for Week 4, Springfield 5-0, Coach Dustin Wilson as well. Hey, Kayson, tell me about Jermaine Cobbins. What do I need to know here?
Good athlete. That's all I can tell you. He's a good kid. I mean, really everything you want to know. I mean, you can kind of see on Friday night.
He's a good teammate to him. Like, that's why it's kind of hard to sit here and talk about him. I'm sure you're casing with it, but he's a good teammate. You know, all these kids, they can be caught up in all this stuff, but him and Kayson hanging out, Kayson and Beard hanging out, he's a good kid, and they're all buddies. So you can see that's why Kayson said he's a good kid at first. Like, it's pretty amazing to watch them hang out and hold each other accountable in the way they do, because it's not accountability like from a boss to an employee type of thing. They're just all buddies, and they talk the talk, and they hold each other accountable, and then they go on their ways after football.
Well, and, of course, Jermaine being recruited by just about everybody as a cornerback, right? No telling how many offers he's had. Kayson, yourself, we were talking about that the other day of just where you fit in this picture. You're just a junior, but still that next level has to be out there somewhere.
Yes, sir. I would love to go play at the next level. That's actually been a dream of mine since I can remember, since I picked up a football. But, hey, the Lord's plan, that's all I can say. Only time will tell.
Coach, we've talked a little bit about everybody that you mentioned on the team, but this is I got to come to you because Kayson's not going to talk about himself. Tell us what it's like about coaching Kayson. Just meeting him, he seems a good kid. He's your quarterback. He's the one that puts the key in ignition and starts the show for you. Tell us what it's like coaching somebody like Kayson and knowing you got another year with him.
Yeah, it's always good in the summer when you know you got your quarterback. but you talk about just running an offense and stuff like that. He's still a junior, as you just stated. So we played, I guess he played all but one last year, so played 13 games as a sophomore. But it's also something, too, where you can say quarterback, but last night he was another running back when we needed it. And that's what style won that football game against that opponent. So he's a baseballer. He can go out there and sling it somewhere just because that's comfortable to him. But, you know, his weight, his body will be a little bit deceiving. He finishes runs well, and he's still learning how to play offense. Like, it ain't backyard football that these kids sign up for. They love football, you know. Then they figure out, man, I need to go on two right here to get the other team. Or, hey, we need to hurry up. The clock's going down. Or, hey, this is a fourth and one right here. You know all the intricacies of high school football and them learning in their own simple mind. And he's just growing up and being able to do it on the ground and in the air and understanding who his threats are and taking what the defense gives us. It's just growing, so he's still growing, but he's doing a good job at it.
Well, Dustin and Kayson, good to get to know you guys. Congratulations, 5-0. I know they don't hand out trophies the last week of September, but you know you got to the midway point at 5-0. More to come. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate you guys.
Sure, thank you.
All right, thank you, Dustin. Appreciate it. Good luck the rest of the year.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Brent. Good luck to y'all.
I mean. Springfield 5-0, Lincoln County 5-0, Lebanon 5-0. Got a text from our boy Craig Ladd, Whites Creek 5-0. Sneaky.
I was going to bring it up.
Sneaky 5-0.
Coach Darnell.
I mentioned Jermaine Cobbins.
Yes.
Just a sophomore in that class. He's the number 4 cornerback in the country, not the state. He's already got 17 offers. Tennessee, Georgia, Vandy, Florida State, Ole Miss, on and on and on and on and on. So things are good looking up over there. And you mentioned the legacy of Coach over there.
Yeah, Coach Boy Smith.
Boy Smith, certainly. Yeah. Yep.
And one of the others that was there, boy, if I don't mention him next time he sees me, he'll have slept me. Coach Pearson.
That's right. I'd pay to see it.
I bet you would. And I mean, it just goes on and on.
Yep.
And Dustin has stepped in and has done an outstanding job. And like I said up there, what a facility.
Yeah, it was.
I didn't realize they had a new school.
Yeah.
I mean, it's beautiful.
All right, we'll take a break. Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb. We're at Roy's Meat Service East Nashville. Coming up at 8:45 or so, Craig Ladd will look to week 6. Say it. It's hard to believe.
It's hard to believe.
Joe Dubin next hour sitting
That's
right where you are. Well, I've got him facing the beer, so we'll do that. And next, our Strike and Spare Family Fun Center prep legend, Kyle Phillips. All that right here on 94.9 The Fan.